Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord, praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Mission Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to make your life brand new. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet, myself, with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We had some beautiful services in them jails and prisons that we visit. And we're here on radio to preach the gospel like we always do to those of you that's in the free world as well as those of you that's behind prison bars. We know the coronavirus closed the jails and prisons March of 2020. Praise God. This is April, the last Saturday in April, 2022. Praise God. I'm telling you, amen, we seem like we're coming out the coronavirus. That's something to shout about, praise God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Praise amen, God. Ready to get the green light to go back into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We got a message we've been preaching for 2 months. Being led by the Spirit of God.
Yes.
We're going to try to wrap it up on today. So we'd like you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the conclusion of the message. Those just incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast for the conclusion. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, we talked about being filled with the Spirit. Amen. You can't mix old wine with new wine. I mean, old wine in new bottles. Praise God. You can't put new wine in old bottles. You hear me? Praise the Lord. You can't mix the old with the new. Amen. But you got to first purge that bottle. And make that bottle brand new. Praise God. You can't be new and got sin in you. Being a new bottle got sin in you. You can't put the Holy Ghost in something old. Amen. Praise God. So many people talking about they got the Holy Spirit. Then he will turn around and curse you out. That's not it. Praise God. We got to be led by the Spirit of God. When you led by the Spirit of God, you'll go through Jesus. Jesus said, St. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. You cannot mix the old with the new. Amen. You can't put new wine in old bottles. Praise God. You can't put sin in a new bottle. Which is, amen. But the new got to go in the new. Amen. Jesus got to take sin out of us and place in us a brand new nature, the nature of Christ, to make us brand new. 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, you women too, but if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things, not some things, but all things become new. Praise God. But some Christians live a mixed up life. Amen. New bottle. Try to put something old in it, which is sin. It ain't going to work. Glory to God. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can't mix this, amen, good salvation up with sin. It ain't going to work. Glory to God. Praise God. If you're new, then what you won't come from above, which is new. Praise God. We sing that song, St. Velvet. Them old saints sing song. I want something that's new. Glory to God. I'm telling you the truth, you don't want that old, because you is a new bottle. You want something new. Glory to God. Praise God. Amen. Missionary Velvet, let's wrap this message up, because it's everlasting. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. St. John 16:13. What did the Bible say? St. John 16:13. Because people need to understand, when the Holy Ghost come in you, it will lead you into all truth.
It said, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, become, he will guide you into all truth.
He will guide you into all truth. What time you got to be in the flesh? If the Spirit of God guiding you into all truth. Something to think about. What is that?
For he should not speak of himself.
He should not speak of himself.
But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak.
Whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak.
And he will show you things to come.
And show you things to come. Let you know, when the Spirit of God get in you, you'll speak what comes from heaven. Glory to God. Amen. So these people talking about being a child of God, being obeying the flesh. You need to check, put a check on yourself. Because, amen, you, the Spirit of God come in you, he'll lead you to all truth. He don't lead you into no sin. He leads you into all truth. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. You need to think about that. Glory to God. Romans 5:5, missionary Velvet. What did that Bible say? Romans 5:5. Praise God. I'm a Bible preacher. Glory to God. Romans 5:5. Praise God.
It said, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us.
Let you know, praise our God, that God shed that love in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Let you know, when the Holy Spirit comes in you, love is the thing that comes out. Amen. We ain't got all the time saying, let's love one another. When Christ comes in you, you love automatically comes over you. You love everybody. Praise God. You don't be running around holding things against people. But you love them. Forgive those that done you wrong. Praise God. You ain't got to be demanding people to, amen, to beg you pardon. Because you forgive them. Even though they treat you wrong, but you forgive them. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. 1 John 3:24. What did that Bible say? 1 John 3:24. Glory to God. Because people, we need to get it like the Bible said.
Amen.
Amen. Get it like the Bible said. Praise
God. He that keepeth his commandment dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he has given us.
Amen. But let you know, when the Holy Ghost comes in you, you'll keep his commandments. People say, we ain't got to keep the commandments. That's because they ain't got the Spirit. But when you get the Spirit in you, you'll love to keep God's commandments. Because his commandments will be in you. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I got the word in me. That's why I love the word of God. Because it's in my soul. Praise God. And I'm telling you the truth. Amen. You sing the song, is you got it. Is you got it like the Bible said. Because we're going to need it. Going to need it like the Bible said. Praise our God. Amen. 1 John 3:9, missionary Velvet. 1 John 3:9. What did that Bible say? 1 John 3:9. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Is it whosoever is born of God does not commit sin?
There you know. You led by the Spirit of God. What time you got to commit sin? Huh? Glory to God. What time you got to commit sin if you led by the Spirit of God? Amen. Amen. For I mean the flesh. If you in the flesh, you need to crucify the flesh. The flesh need to die. You hear me? The flesh need to die. Glory to God. Die indeed dead to sin. Praise the Lord. Praise God. What did the Bible say?
For his seed remaineth in him.
For the seed remaineth in him.
He cannot sin because he is born of God.
Now you know, when you led by the Spirit of God, you, amen, you got the Jesus in you. You, amen, fix it so you can live holy. Praise our God. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. Romans 8:11, missionary family. What did that Bible say? Romans 8:11. What did that Bible say? Praise our God. Amen. You see, I'm a Bible preacher. Romans 8:11. Because people need to crucify the flesh. Praise our God. Die indeed dead to sin. Praise our God. Romans 6:11. I mean to say, Bishop Velvet. Romans 6:11.
Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Romans 6:7 said, likewise, reckon yourself to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God. You got to die indeed dead to sin. So the Lord can breathe a life in your soul. Sanctify you holy. Get you ready for heaven. Glory to God. I'm telling you the truth. Because you ain't got to, amen, let you know. You don't have to, amen, praise God, try to straddle the fence. Try to serve two masters. Because you can't do it. No man can serve two masters. Remember that Bible said, praise our God. No man can serve two masters. Amen. St. Matthew 6 and 24. Praise the Lord. No man can serve two masters. Praise God. That's what Jesus said. People trying to serve two masters. Talking about the flesh and the spirit. Amen. Let you know the spirit got, amen, comes on the inside. The flesh is crucified.
No man can serve two masters.
Said no man can serve two masters.
For he will either hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon.
You heard what Jesus said? You can't, amen, serve two masters. So you got to make up your mind. You going to follow the flesh or follow the spirit? I'm going to follow Jesus. You hear me? Glory to God. And we wrap the message up. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Praise God. Amen. I'm a Bible preacher. I preach the Bible.
That's glory all right.
Amen. Glory to God, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful word. Lord, look on the people in mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Those that sick in their bodies. Lord, rebuke that sickness in the name of Jesus. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Lord, deliver the people by the power of God. Lord, go into the churches. Let revival bring out in them churches. That folks may get like the Bible said. The preacher gets sanctified. The members get sanctified. So be ready to go back with Jesus when he comes. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your name. Deliver people from alcohol, from drugs, from running the streets. Lord, set them free. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him. The song said, follow, follow. I'm going to follow Jesus. So if you hear that prayer and that message, all this, my hallelujah, you have made your decision. You're going to follow Jesus. So that means you're going to let your old ways go and let God do something new for you. Hallelujah. So we thank the Lord for you. You keep on thinking and keep on praising him for what he has done. Because he has started something new in you. And let him continue to build upon that. Those in behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. But Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan for you to prosper, have hope. And he wants you to be free in him. So allow him to work in your life. Those that are in the free world, think of your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us and we pray for you. And let God do something special for you and work in your life also too. Remember that God loves you with the everlasting love and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet. Myself, as soon as we get a green light, going back into the jails and prison, doing what the Lord called us to do. So those in the free world, those of you that love this broadcast, your support is greatly appreciated. God will bless you for all the gifts that you give. Amen. Amen. We are on mission for the King, working for Jesus. Praise God. So if you want to become a partner, support of this ministry, your gifts is welcome, large or small, toward your tax-deductible gifts. Hearts, amen, welcome. Praise God. To this broadcast, Chaplain William Olam, my one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that, if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.